This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking about silenced by murder. I mean, folks, vaccines are so advantageous to the American people and globally that those who expose Big Pharma for the truth of the matter concerning what's in these vaccinations, they're stalked and then they're murdered. Oh, yeah, we got a brand new one for you, friends. Yeah. And what do we hear? We hear the narrative all day long by the likes of Bill Gates and that of Anthony Fauci. Not a licensed doctor, not an elected representative in any capacity of government, calling the shots. And then we have his henchman, a non-elected bureaucrat, telling the American people what it is that is going to happen before everything can reopen. As a matter of fact, here, let me just do this. Let's go ahead and play Anthony Fauci for you, friends, on CNN this last week, just to show you. Now, I'm not highlighting, friends, the stupidity of Anthony Fauci, as I am the American people who are giving ear to his propaganda, okay? Again, keep in mind, they've completely roughshod the American people and on a global scale. And what they're doing, friends, is they're driving over the narrative. In other words, proving the narrative of the virus going straight into vaccinations, okay? And they're telling you that it's not going to open. As a matter of fact, Bill Gates is forecasting 2022 now. Now, friends, the stupidity falls to the people that are taking heed to this. But here's Anthony Fauci on CNN just this last weekend. Check this out.
I got a short answer section for you here, all right? Just some questions that keep coming up.
Okay.
Why do I have to keep wearing the mask after I get the vaccine?
You don't.
I thought it was going to protect me from the vaccine. What's the answer?
Well, the answer is, unless you get the overwhelming majority of the country vaccinated and protected and get that umbrella of what we call herd immunity, there's still a lot of virus out there. So just because you're protected, so-called protected,
yeah,
by the vaccine, you should need to remember that you could be prevented from getting clinical disease.
Now they're calling into question the vaccine because they want to give you more than one, friend.
Because you could get infected. We're not sure at this point that the vaccine protects you against getting infected.
Oh,
we know for
doesn't.
Sure it's very, very good, 94-95% in protecting you against clinically recognizable disease.
He's lying to
and
you.
And almost 100% in protecting you for severe disease. But until you have virus that is so low in society, we as a nation need to continue to wear the mask, to keep the physical distance, to avoid crowds.
Yeah.
We're not through with this just because we're starting a vaccine program. Even though you, as an individual, might have gotten vaccinated, it is not over by any means. We still have a long way to go, and we've got to get as many people as possible vaccinated. Of all groups.
Did you hear that, friends?
What does that take? When are we fully vaccinated?
Well, the projection that I've made, and I hope it works this way, it's going to depend upon the people's willingness to come up and step up to the plate and get vaccinated. If you go now through December, January, February, March, you likely will have the people who fall into the high priority groups get vaccinated. When, let's say, you get into April, I would project by the time you get to April, it will be, I guess you want to call it, open season in the sense of anyone, even the non-high priority groups, could get vaccinated.
Exactly.
If we get the vaccine doses coming in at the projected rate that we had hoped they will, and I believe it will, as we get into April, May, and June, you'll get more and more of the population. If 75% of the population decides they want to get vaccinated, I would hope by the time we get to the end of the second quarter, into the summer, that we will have enough people.
Listen to the power of suggestion by this propaganda outlet. This is Cuomo's brother.
That we will have that veil of protective herd immunity.
Will my Bella?
That would really essentially protect all
of us.
Will my Bella be able to start college as a freshman?
Will my Bella be able to go to school?
You know, I hope so,
it's
Chris. I hope so. I mean, one of the things we want to do, and we
being
said it
played
before,
out in real time,
is to get the children to get back
in
school.
Deceptive actors.
We're talking about K to 12, as well as
on the stage
the
of propaganda is what
but
this is.
But to not
is,
only get
the
back,
power
but
of
to
suggestion
in school. That's the default position that we should try.
Well, we're with you.
We're with you, man. Says CNN.
Tony, not to
we know what
off,
this is all about.
I thought it was surprising that Biden put it out as
matter of fact. Go ahead, you can fade that out. As a matter of fact, the show host, Mr. Cuomo, the governor's brother there that works as a show host, this useful idiot over there. He was caught without his mask, by the way. Just wanted to share that with you. Wanted to make sure you put this in the light of truth, friends, because the fact of the matter is these people have no truth in them. Again, John 8:44. Did I also forget to tell you, maybe I shouldn't, maybe I should pick this up really quick. Did you see that Piers Morgan, has been slammed as a total hypocrite after being caught not wearing a face mask in public over the weekend? Despite lecturing everyone else for months about the need to wear a mask, folks. See what happens? This is all sleight of hand. Again, I'm not going to try to reiterate the point. The points are obvious, folks. We got a bunch of propagandists selling their souls for 30 pieces of silver to the highest bidder. And in this case, it just happens to be that of Bill Gates. We see politicians call themselves mayors, that call themselves governors, friends, that have sold them out. We see both sides of the unconstitutional aisle in federal government, friends, on the same team. This for the world to see. It's interesting how foreign countries can see it for what it is here, but the American people still haven't figured it out. But again, friends, this is all riding roughshod over the narrative that they failed to prove. Now, I'm going to prove the narrative in just a couple of moments because I'm going to show you what happens when a woman by the name of Brandy Vaughn, she was 47 years old. She passed away just a week and a half ago. Brandy Vaughn was the founder of LearnTheRisk.org, a vocal critic of Big Pharma, educating people about the dangers of vaccines and pharma drugs. It's also interesting to note, friends, that she was a pharmaceutical insider. She was also an ex-Merck sales executive for one of these big pharma companies. And, folks, she was stalked, and she was stalked, and she was stalked. And I'm going to share some of these details with you in just a couple of moments. Unthinkable stuff. She was smart in making this public, friends. But the fact of the matter is, just a week and a half ago, she was found unresponsive by her 9-year-old son. And, of course, they're going to try to get you to think that this was some sort of suicide. But, in fact, friends, she made a point to make a video that said she's never been suicidal a day in her life before this took place. So what happens when you call these people out for who they really are? Well, the devil doesn't like the light, does he? Nope. No more than rats do. They like to murk around in the darkness and do what they will. That's why they hate light. As a matter of fact, that's why they crucified the Christ and the disciples. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey, there you have it. Merry Christmas, right? Folks, and I want to keep that spirit within our conversation throughout the show, though I'm giving you some serious information. Don't forget that. If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Shows you who we are, what it is that we've done, and what it is that we're doing. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles over there. Go to the top right side of the page, click onto the platform that we have. Listen carefully, friends. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll always be on that site, regardless of what platform we're on, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're up on the top right side of the page. Go ahead and click on, join us on Top Chat, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in at any time, please do. Only have an hour today, so let's stick to the point, please. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. We read and know what the law says. We understand what our representatives can do and cannot do, because the Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests, and we understand that we're the strength of the U.S. Constitution, okay? If we don't want to be the strength of it, the bad guys will, and that's what we're seeing today. The good guys need to take on who they are in Christ, put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof, and play the men before God and before your posterity in dealing with the corrupt. Folks, I'm looking at an article today from the Holland Sentinel, and this is out of Michigan, and it's interesting because, you know, one thing we've noticed over the last, 9 months now, is the Targets are open. We noticed all the malls are open. We noticed that the big corporate stores are open. The Walmarts are open. We noticed that the corporate stores have remained open, but we noticed that the little guy is under attack. Do you remember the time that I shared not too long ago, friends, how corporations are flourishing right now? Well, over 155,000 businesses in the United States of America, 55% of them will never reopen again. That is because the American people are allowing them to do the things that they're doing. That's a fact. Don't say to me, you're just telling us what we should do. Okay, without doing it yourself. You're sadly mistaken. That's why I continuously point my finger back to sonsoflibertyradio.com so you can understand who's talking to you. We're doers of the word here, not hearers only, deceiving ourselves, just for the record. But there's another business under attack in Holland, citing domestic folks. Are you ready for this? Citing domestic terrorism, Holland restaurant in Michigan defies state COVID-19 orders. Now, I don't know if it's just me or not, but again, the Supreme Court in the state of Michigan has not come up just once, but twice now, and has rendered what the governor and her unconstitutional orders as null and void. But yet here's the mainstream media propping up the lie once again, like the good, useful media idiot propagandists that they are, friends. And that's exactly what they are. Believe me, I've been under attack from them devils for about, 23 years now. Okay? And devils they are. They don't know how to tell the truth. That there is no truth in these people, John 8:44. But there's another Holland restaurant in that of none other than Michigan. It's called Marlena's Bistro and Pizzeria in Holland, and she is remaining open regardless, friends, of what that devil, that Jezebelian governor, is doing in the state of Michigan. And she's right. She's taking a stand, and here we again have the women standing up and doing what the men should be doing, and I'm not voiding out other good men. I'm not saying that. The good men should hear what I'm saying right now. We're high-fiving her for doing a good job. The fact of the matter is I'm trying to get her on the radio with us right now to tell you exactly what's going on. But, folks, what's happening? You're under attack by these said representatives that are in cahoots with big corporations, namely Big Pharma right now. And, again, Bill Gates calling the shots somehow or another. And what's absolutely amazing to me, friends, he's not even a doctor. And yet the American people, the people globally are bowing down to his every dictate. Why is that? I don't understand. It's stupidity, isn't it? It really, truly is, especially when you see the people's change being forged by the likes of such men as a Bill Gates, Mr. Depopulation himself. Out of his own mouth, he stated that. Read Ephesians 4:14 when you get a moment. One more assault I want to make you aware of. Governor Ralph Northam, he's another devil. Oh, my goodness, friends. He just, you know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of some, like, white supremacist style type of guy. As a matter of fact, I think there's some dirt on him in such a fashion because he acts in such a fashion. But devils don't care what color you are, friends. They just attack regardless of anything that God has created. That's who he wars against, right? But Governor Ralph Northam tells churchgoers they don't need to be inside of a church to worship God. You hearing this? I hope you're hearing what I'm telling you here. Days after churchgoers filed a lawsuit against coronavirus restrictions, you see how they defy, friends? In Virginia, limiting persons' religious gatherings to 25 people, Governor Ralph Northam told Christians ahead of Christmas that they don't have to sit in the church pew for God to hear their prayers. Who are you to dictate me? Who are you to tell me as to where I'm going to worship God? He has no business whatsoever. And you can rest assured some good old boys and that of Virginia and some good ladies out there are going to stand up and defy this devil as well. Because it's coming, friends. It's coming. And I'll tell you what, their cruelties have been swelling our ranks for a long time in this country. And people are sick and tired of their tyrannical, unconstitutional laws and ways, which makes them criminals. Just wanted to let you know that was going on. But I want to go on the other side of this again. I want to play a little audio for you from that of none other than, well, you ready for this one? This, again, is not giving voice to the likes of a Bill Gates. It's showing you the stupidity of the people that are taking heed to him. Because you're listening to the voice of a tyrant over the voice of constitutional law. Which one are you going to choose, friends? Because you're the one that's going to have to make a choice. And it does fall to blessings and cursings. Read Deuteronomy 30:19 for a moment. This is Bill Gates saying that lockdowns should continue. Are you ready for this, friends? I hope so. Well into 2020 with bars and restaurants shut down for the next 6 months. This is what he said. Here, I'll let you hear him. Listen to this.
People in California are right now under brand new stay-at-home orders as hospitals there risk being overwhelmed. There are a lot of governors who oppose bringing back these lockdown orders and forcing businesses to close. What do you think? Do you think more states need to consider taking that kind of drastic action and the kind of drastic action we saw when the pandemic first began, or can there be a more nuanced approach?
Well, certainly mask wearing has essentially no downside. They're not expensive. Bars and restaurants in most of the country will be closed as we go into this wave.
Just stop right there for a moment.
Sadly, that's...
Since when did Bill Gates become the president of the United States of America? And let me ask you another question. Let's make reference to law. Since when did the president of the United States of America, since when did the executive branch... Since when did the legislative branch, since when did the judicial branch, when did the American people delegate powers to them to empower them to shut down our businesses and businesses of their doing arbitrarily remain open? I'm just kind of curious. How is it that the microphone is put up to Bill Gates? How is it that the cameras are constantly in front of his face every time he wants to whisper, all the well knowing, again, that his daddy was the head of Planned Parenthood, responsible for the murder of over 60 million babies in this country, and so are the American people that have played the accomplice in allowing them to do so. If you're not protesting against it, you're guilty of it, by the way. And number two, all the well knowing that he called for the depopulation of the world population. This, of course, being a global situation, right? He says there's too many people. If we do a good job on vaccinations, then we need to basically depopulate. Get it from 9 down to 6, and there's a percentage ratio on each one of those statistics that he gave. If we do a good job on vaccines, why is it that the people, all the well knowing who this devil is, why are you listening to what he has to say? Why are the American people acting accordingly? Well, Bradley, you know, we heard Anthony Fauci talk about wearing a mask. I know, and we caught him without his, too. And by the way, has anybody seen Billy Bob Gates with a mask on yet? I didn't think so. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. Read Matthew 23, verse 3 when you get a moment, right? Hypocrites. That whole chapter, Matthew 23, is the Lord woeing them, cursing those people. Yep. Isn't it interesting also that he, at first, when he first came out, just wear a mask for 4 to 6 weeks, and then he said, you don't need to wear a mask. And then he came back and said, well, you need to wear a mask. Confusion belongs to those people that refuse to take heed to the Lord. Read Daniel 9, 7 when you get a moment. But again, if you just go back to the masks, because you're going to hear Billy Bob talk about this in a moment. It says, this product is an ear loop mask. This product is not a respirator and will provide any protection. It will not, forgive me, will not provide any protection against COVID-19, coronavirus, or other viruses or contaminants. Then why the mask? Because, again, it's a sign of forced compliance. They want to see who's going to comply. And they've got 88% of the people already. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the first coronavirus vaccines continue to roll out across the country, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says hope is on the way. Azar speaking during a coronavirus vaccine briefing in Washington, D.C.
Supplies of an FDA-authorized, safe, and effective COVID-19 vaccine are arriving at sites across America.
Initial doses are intended primarily for healthcare workers and those in long-term care facilities. The Trump administration is slapping sanctions on Turkey on Monday over a multi-billion dollar acquisition of a Russian missile system. A mobile surface-to-air missile system is said to pose a risk to the NATO alliance as well as the F-35. America's most expensive weapons platform. The deal between Turkey and Russia is said to be $2.5 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News. If your Gmail was a bit sluggish on Monday, you're not alone.
Multiple Google services and websites, including YouTube, Gmail, Google Assistant, and Google Docs, were down for about an hour on Monday morning after being hit with a widespread outage. Reports started coming in about 6:55 a.m. Eastern. Google said the problem was fixed for the vast majority of users just before 8 a.m. Eastern. The outage was worldwide. We verified through Down Detector that Google services issues were detected in the United States, United Kingdom, Netherlands, and Japan. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Trump signed an executive order that closes all federal agencies and departments for their employees on Christmas Eve. It's the third year in a row the president has given federal employees the day off. The order further stipulates that the director of the Office of Personnel Management shall take such actions that may be necessary to implement the measure. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, so 1-866-582-9933. Some of you people on Top Chat right now, you need to know what you're talking about before you go ahead and poison that flow. That's why we have the lines open, 1-866-582-9933. I want to finish this audio by none other than yours truly, Mr. Bill Gates. He's not a licensed doctor. He's not an elected representative. But for some reason or another, the mainstream media is right there to put the microphone up to his mouth and put the camera right on his face. Isn't that interesting? And then promulgate his message to the masses. See what money can buy you? Yes, it answereth all matters, but the fact of the matter in this country, we're ruled by law, not by money. Okay? And we need to get that right. Either we're going to take back the Lord, or what we're going to do is we're going to forget the Lord in our posterity. And how's that working out for us? It is not. Go ahead and play the rest of that audio from CNN and Bill Gates and Jake Tapper over the weekend here on CNN.
It's appropriate. Depending on how severe it is, the decision about schools is much more complicated because they're, you know, the benefits are pretty high. The amount of transmission is not the same as in restaurants and bars. So, you know, trade-offs will have to be made. But this, the next 4 to 6 months, really call on us to do our best, because we can see that this will end, and you don't want, you know, somebody you love to be the last to die of coronavirus.
Oh, yeah, there's the fear,
when
folks.
Do you think life will fully return to what we thought of as normal? Back in January.
Why would he propose question, friends?
No social distancing.
Why would he ask him that question?
No other protective measures necessary.
Certainly by the summer,
we'll
be way closer to normal than we are now.
Thanks, Billy.
But even through early 2022, unless we help other countries get rid of this disease and we get high vaccination rates in our country, the risk of reintroduction will be there. And, of course, the global economy will be slowed down, which hurts America economically in a pretty dramatic way. So we'll have, starting in the summer, about 9 months where a few things like big public gatherings will still be restricted.
It but, sounds like a Nubian
you know,
goat.
We can see now that somewhere between 12 to 18 months, and we have a chance, if we manage it well, to get back to normal.
Oh, we do. And thanks, Bill. Thanks. Shouldn't this kind of information be coming from the President of the United States of America, friends? Does somebody want to remind Donald Trump that he's the president, please? And does somebody want to ask the question why he opened the curtains to give way to the likes of this man? Even going so far as to show his allegiance and his compliance by wearing a mask. Folks, the fact of the matter is this is all fictitious, again. This is all perpetuated on fraud, is what this is. I'm just kind of curious, how come it is that Bill Gates, again, unqualified himself, though he is, and that of Anthony Fauci, he's an unelected bureaucrat, how is it that they're the ones directing everything that's taking place in this country? I'm just kind of curious. I'm kind of curious to know why it is that we're not hearing factual statistics as to what this is really about. Folks, did you know that back in 1960, 5 vaccinations were required for kids to go back to school? Oh, and I want to let you know, too, did you also know that it is not mandatory for your kids to get vaccinations before going into public schools? Just because other fools have done it doesn't mean you have to do it. They're just telling you what they know because they've done it. Okay, the fact of the matter is there's state exemptions in every state of our union, just for the record. 1960, there was 5 vaccinations. 1983, it moved up to 24 vaccinations. 2018, it is up to 72 vaccinations. I'm not making this up. Dr. Vera Scheibner concluded that there is no evidence whatsoever of the ability of vaccines to prevent disease. To the contrary, there is a great wealth of evidence that they cause serious side effects. Here, let me give you a couple more statistics that you may have not been given by the likes of Bill Gates or Anthony Fauci or the mainstream media and its useful idiots, okay? The FDA estimates that only about 10% of adverse reactions are reported. Why? Because they can't afford an attorney. And if they did, in 1986, we all know about the childhood vaccination plan that they came up with when Ronald Reagan actually, in November of 1986, signed on to a bill to basically indemnify vaccination companies from the harm that it causes to people. Did you know that? That is not law. That is policy. That undermines the Constitution. That is illegal, my friends. In any country, common sense comes into play. In New York, 97.5% of vaccine-related deaths and disabilities go unreported. Just think about that. Or they're killed off. Here, I'll get to that in just a couple moments. There are well over 1,000 actual vaccine deaths occurring each year. I'm sure it's way higher than that. The vaccine, listen carefully, you're not going to hear this from Bill Gates or Anthony Fauci. The vaccine is 100 times more deadly than the disease for which a person may be getting vaccinated. Of course, because the life is in the blood. You don't mix with what God has done. Leviticus 17:11, Leviticus 19:19. Read it when you get a moment, okay? Going to most recently, because we're hearing about how Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine, man, it's 95% safe. Said the president, that's exactly what he said. Safe and effective is what he said. 4 people who received Pfizer's coronavirus, which, by the way, is out of their plant is in Michigan. Okay, that's the seat of evil in this country. There's no question about it, and it needs to be lawfully uprooted. 4 people who received Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine in its clinical trial developed Bell's palsy. Anybody know what that is? That is a form of temporary facial paralysis. It almost looks like people are making faces at you. And that's what it looks like, okay? The alarming but rare side effect was, we're told, was revealed in a release of detailed data from the FDA, which, by the way, is in cahoots with these pharma companies, okay? Ahead of its Thursday meeting with regulators, will vote on an approval. Isn't it interesting how they just need to push it through, friends? They need to push it through. They need to push it through because, again, this is an emergency. And what was it that our forefathers warned of us concerning emergency necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedoms. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. It's always based on emergency, just like a September 11th was, 2001, just like December 7th, 1941 was. By the way, these are available if you're watching me on sonsoflibertymedia.com. But it's always necessity. It's always emergency, is it not? Bell's palsy can happen to anyone at any time, and what causes it is unknown through viral respiratory infections are considered a risk factor. So folks, I'm just trying to get to the tip of the iceberg here and share with you what you're being told is you're being sold a bill of goods, friends, where there's no truth in what they're selling you. Okay? It's just that simple. It's just that simple. We just found out just this last weekend, the bombshell, Cambridge documents of all positive COVID tests of 9,000 plus students, 100% were false positives. I also shared on Saturday's show, if you didn't hear us over the last weekend, that we had an individual, I believe out of Australia, who took a coronavirus test. He took the test in front of all of parliamentary, all of his co-workers, all of the said representatives in that prospective country. And what he did is he used cola. Okay? Not it wasn't a human being that was being tested. He used cola. And guess what? In front of everybody, it came back as positive having coronavirus. This is all manufactured, friends. It doesn't have to do with just vaccinations, folks. It has to do with shutting down everything old and bringing everything new. I mean, we're talking about now a cashless society. We're seeing big corporations going along with it, which they're in cahoots with them. There's no question about it. And then we have airlines now saying if you don't have the coronavirus vaccination, you're not going to get on the airplane. Oh, well. And then we're hearing now talks of hotels, friends, if you don't have the coronavirus vaccination, you're not going to be able to get into a hotel. Does this sound familiar? Does anybody remember what Adolf Hitler did to the dissenters, the Jews and the gypsies and the dissenters? What did he do? He started telling them if they didn't have papers, they couldn't do this and they couldn't do that and they couldn't do this. Little by little by little by little, incrementally. And what's happening today? Exactly the same thing. If you don't think history can repeat itself, friends, you better know it's repeating itself today in America. In America, shame on you for allowing it to go this far. No doubt about it. No question about it. There's no excuse for the American people not to see this on its face and for what it is. Which brings me to the next point, the topic of the show, silenced by murder. Vaccines are so advantageous, say Bill and Anthony and the current administration and all of his little salesmen around the president. Isn't it interesting, friends? If they're so advantageous, then why is it that those who expose Big Pharma and vaccinations for what they are, why are they stalked, literally, and then murdered? Brandy Vaughn, 47 years old, passed away a week and a half ago. Brandy Vaughn was the founder of LearnTheRisk.org, a vocal critic of Big Pharma, educating people about the dangers of vaccines and pharma drugs. Folks, she was stalked in such a fashion that when she would leave and she would come back home, she lived in Santa Barbara, California, where they would take a staircase out of her garage, and they would put it in front of a window that had its shades open, sending the message that we're watching you. Then they came on a little more severe because Brandy wouldn't shut her mouth. She loved God and she loved the American people enough to keep telling them the truth about Big Pharma. Okay? What came next? Well, she was starting to talk to her friends on the phone about being a sitting duck. So one day she came home, she went to the backyard of her home in Santa Barbara, California, and guess what she's seen, friends? There was a little duck sat right on her table, right where she sits. And she realized that they were giving her the message that we're tracking everything that you do and that you say. Oh, friends, just wait a second. This is, again, speaking of the tip of the iceberg, it got more severe. And more severe. They went inside of her house. I'll tell you about that in just a couple of minutes. We're talking about Brandy Vaughn right now, who passed away just a week and a half ago. She was exposing a Big Pharma for who it is and what it is that they are. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob the Plumber from IMTV. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
By the way, people are asking right now, people say no to the vaccines door to door, what are they doing to them? Well, the fact of the matter is, folks, if it goes door to door, this is exactly what Scripture warns us of concerning Amos 6:3. You draw the seed of violence nigh unto you. Why and how? Because you fail to deal with the wicked. That's why America's in trouble. The American people have allowed their corrupt politicians to sell them down the river and act like it has nothing to do with them. And that's what it's becoming, friends. And I just want to say this. This is a dangerous game for all of us, even the ones that are perpetuating the crimes. This is a dangerous game. We are setting ourselves up for the fall. Now, what I'm talking about right now, friends, is silence by murder. We're talking about Brandi Vaughn, 47 years old, who used to be an exec for Merck, big pharma company. She worked for him for 2 years. She began to see what was going on behind closed doors. She began to understand that many of these drugs that were being thrown out to the people, like candy, were actually doing the opposite of what they were promised to do concerning what was inside of these pharmaceutical drugs. So some of these drugs were pulled because of her, and then once she started to realize that there's a lot of shadiness going on, said she started to expose them for who they were and what it was that they were perpetuating and what they were creating, folks. And we're talking about a heroic woman here who laid her life down to give us the knowledge that we needed to understand that there are some bad people that are in cahoots with government, and that's exactly what all this is about. When we're talking about Northam, when we're talking about Whitmer, when we're talking about Newsom, when we're talking about DeWine, when we're talking about Walz, these are people that have sold themselves out. I just last week, as a matter of fact, just came to my mind. Just last week, I was talking to a sheriff, And he asked the question, Bradley, how did Tim Walz go from being a teacher making what, $35,000, $40,000 a year to being a millionaire multiple times over and over? Because he sold you out. And I just did a show last week demonstrating to you from them in their quotes and out of their own mouths that we are corrupt. They're telling you they're corrupt. But if you're not going to do anything about it, they're going to always do whatever you let them get away with. And that's where we're at today. I wanted to continue highlighting some of the things that Brandy Vaughn shared on a video. And by the way, I will post this to the outlets right now, social media outlets, as I speak to you. And I want you to check out the videos of her telling you, because it is very frightening information that she's sharing with the people. And this is the price of those that are willing to stand up and tell you what others are not. And I'm sure she didn't apply for the job, but she courageously answered the call, no doubt about it, because it wasn't about her, and she'll tell you that. It was about the people. Folks, she started coming home and seeing her garage messed up. She started coming home and noticed that there was people inside of her house. Matter of fact, on one particular case, she got a high-end, high-tech security system for her house, she said, and she noticed nobody had the code, but she had the code. And she said at 3:42, I believe it was, in the morning, someone came into her house. They knew the code. They basically set the code so it shut the alarm off. The house had detectors all the way through. She told us that the individual went into the hallway at 3:42 in the morning, the AM in California, stopped, turned around, unlocked one of the back windows, set the alarm again, and then walked out. Okay? And folks, another time she came home, after having the security system, she came home where she had her computer with all the evidence against Merck, okay, that she used to be a former exec for. And it was interesting. She said nobody knew where it was, but when I came back home, she took us around the kitchen. She showed us where she had it in a compartment. And she said when I came home, they had the computer on the ground in the kitchen with the computer open. So I know that there's a lot of people that think what I'm doing. I know that you think it's probably, you know, it's safe hiding behind the microphone. But, folks, I want to tell you something about the death threats. I want to tell you something about emails that I couldn't respond to where they talked about a bus turning over when we were doing high school assemblies. I want to tell you about flyovers continuously, regardless of where we were at, of high schools in 25 different states. And somehow or another, the media knew we were there, and they highlighted my program, obviously opposite of who and what it is that I'm bringing. They want to demonize me in the face of the people because they don't want you or your children to get the truth of the matter, right? Oh, folks, I can tell you when they sent bomb threats to my ministry and it was sent to the FBI, and the FBI did nothing, did absolutely nothing. I know a lot of you people out there don't understand that. But I want to tell you what, nobody understands war more than the dead. And I want to tell you something. I high-five this woman, and I say this with a broken heart, that her little 9-year-old boy had to one day go in the back room to find mommy unresponsive. He no longer has a mom now, okay? Because somebody didn't want her telling us the truth. Hey, America, is she going to die in vain? Is that sacrifice given in vain? Because it isn't for me. We live for what she died for, and I'm talking about first and foremost Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:15. But the fact of the matter is, when are we going to start acting like patriots? When are we going to start acting like Christian patriots and conservatives in dealing with this crime? Because crime it is. Hey, folks, I want to ask you a question. I'd like to start off with a common sense question. What do you think of an individual or a group of men and women that sits around a table and gives the green light to someone to go stalk and then murder an innocent woman with a 9-year-old child for simply exposing the lies of big pharma companies in an attempt to save countless lives? Again, thereby leaving a 9-year-old boy motherless. Well, this is exactly what just took place with the former pharmaceutical insider and ex-Merck sales executive Brandy Vaughn. This is what just happened. Notice the timing, friends. The rollout is this month. Oh, and by the way, for those that have been listening to me for some time, do you remember that dream I shared with you back 9 months ago about the two waves coming in and then the tsunami? And do you remember when I shared with you the first wave and the second wave? The second one was a warning and we could stop this if the American people so choose to stop it. Isn't it interesting? 9 months later, they're talking about a second wave again. Isn't it? And now they're really starting to take the mask off and tell you what they intend to do, isn't it? No, we need to get enough people vaccinated. Why is that the big objective here, friends? No, it's time to resist. Listen to me carefully. It's time to resist this tyranny, okay? This is directly into the blood. We have people like Brandy Vaughn telling us the fact of the matter concerning what is inside of these drugs, and it's not good. It's not good. Why do we pretend that what we're being told is true when we know it's not true? Oh, and I wanted to tell you something, too. The American people can stick their heads in the sand for as long as they want to when it comes to these issues. But the fact of the matter is, if these criminals are not dealt with, it will come to your front door. I just want to make clear. And we have people on Top Chat right now talking about it before I even brought that point up. Just wanted to make clear, and to suggest that we as the American people have gone unwarned by God is, folks, there's no truth in the people to suggest such a course. The Lord continuously warns us. Regardless of the people that tell you, if they're telling you that they're not safe, they're telling you that it's not natural. And if that's the case, then we need to stay away from that kind of stuff, right? So it's clear that these companies don't want healthy people. We know that. And when anyone stands against them to call them out for what they are and who they are, they want them silenced. And did anybody see this? It's coming down to the last couple minutes here. We just had another doctor in a long list found, autopsy being performed, another doctor dead. Okay. Then we had five doctors meet untimely and suspicious deaths in the past month. Five more still missing. We're talking about holistic doctors. Then another holistic doctor shot dead along with family in Arizona. 77th found and dead in past couple of years. Then we had a reward offered in the murder of the holistic doctor found dead on Black Friday. Then we had 12 holistic doctors have now died within a little over 90 days. Not in this order, but the equivalent to 135 doctors, I believe. This is a mathematical impossibility, friends, to suggest that this is a coincidence. Then we have two more holistic doctors found dead. Go ahead and check out the article and you'll see all of the listings. Are we going to just pretend and act like, folks, that this is just happening? It's not just happening. Steve, thanks for calling in. You got about a minute and a half. What say you, my friend?
Well, it tells me how vulnerable they are, because if they got to kill people, you know, normally if you had a problem with the product you were selling, you would welcome the bad news and say, great, now I can prove to everyone we fixed it, safe, good thing. But if they're so vulnerable that they have to hide it that bad that they're killing everybody, it proves that they have no intentions of fixing it, and it proves
their intent. That's right.
Yeah, and then worst of all, with the vaccines, constantly they tell us, They promise us everything while telling us we get nothing. They sit there and say that everybody needs to get vaccinated at the same time they're telling us it won't accomplish a thing.
Yeah, it's interesting, Steve. Thank you for your call. I totally appreciate it. It's interesting that the politicians and these big corporations act like they've inherited the world and it's theirs to give to us. Well, guess what? Our rights don't come from them. They come from God. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.